Ravens One-on-One has been presented by MedStar Health. MedStar Health, knowledge and compassion focused on you.
Visiting with Ravens wide receiver Tandon Doss tonight on Ravens One-on-One. Tandon, sometimes what one athlete goes through can become almost a sounding board for what a teammate will go through. Your senior year, I believe it was, at Indiana, you played with a double sports hernia injury. Jimmy Smith has recently had the sports hernia operation. There are certain phrases we use in the world of sports, and we use them acting as if we know what the heck we're talking about. Yeah. ACL, MCL, sports hernia. Yeah. What is a sports hernia?
They call it a sports hernia what I had, but it's really not. I guess the hernia is like where something bulges out. I'm not sure what happens. But Jimmy, I think him and mine – situation is a little different because I tore both of my groins off the bone, and he kind of it was a mess. But
obviously one play.
Yeah, camp junior year, my last year.
So just taking off on a sprint. I mean, that sounds like something that they put you on a rack and created a torture situation.
Yeah. Actually, my leg was cramping up that day for some reason. I don't know, my left one.
Because your groin was getting ready to be torn off the bone.
But I ran a corner out. As soon as I took off the ball, kind of felt a crunch and a pop. And then I kept running the route. And,
no snap crackle?
No. I planted and opened up. As soon as I opened up, I jumped for the ball. And when I jumped, I felt the other side pop. And I just dropped and swelled up and ran inside.
So as Jimmy goes through his rehabilitation, I saw him on the field before the game Sunday, and he looked, I don't want to say dejected, but he looked down because when you're at this point in the season and you're not playing and your body can only heal so quickly, it has to be a very difficult period for him.
Yeah, especially, you know, just being in a position where he's playing, you know, and getting a rotation and then you got to have another downfall and, you know, somebody might come in and take your position. But, you know, it is rough, but Jimmy's a great player. I think he's going to be fine. And fortunately, I don't think his injury was to the point where mine was, where I had to sit out months and months and months. And I think he's going to be a little bit better in doing his rehab, and the trainers are on top of it every day. So he's going to be back soon.
Injuries are a part of life in the NFL. They are an unfortunate part. They are an unavoidable part. And they're also an unpredictable part.
Exactly.
As a guy who's not in the starting lineup but who is in the rotation – do you have to prepare almost like there's two different games you're getting ready for? The game that if my usual role exists, I'll be doing this. Or in the event somebody gets hurt, something changes, I'll be doing that.
You know, you don't really you go about each day like you just got to get better. You got to perform at your top performance each and every day, because if you don't, anybody can take your spot. And like we have a great group of receivers in our room, so – you got to compete each and every day, and we do a great job, you know, just pushing each other. But my role right now, I work to, if anything happens to any other receiver, I'm ready to fill in that spot. So I don't really give anybody other chance, you know, to come in and take that from me. So.
With injuries, especially to star players, the conversation is endless. Terrell Suggs situation. When you see a guy like that disappear from the starting lineup on the final drive of the game, what kind of an impact does that have on the sidelines in terms of, man, we need that guy?
Yeah, I obviously didn't see that play. I was getting ready to go, I think, but I didn't know he was injured or anything. But when you do see one of your veteran guys go down, it is a little tough. You know, you feel bad for him. But like, it's the next man up. I mean, we do a great job preparing guys, you know, to be ready in any situation. So we really don't, like, miss a beat with that. We kind of move forward, and, you know, we feel bad for the guy, but at the same time, we know we got to get a job done.
And your job, who knows what it will present over the next month, that there will be opportunities. If there is one pass that you want called your way, a nine route, a dig route, do you have that one pass that you think, man, that is my play?
I mean, anytime you get pressed, you want a nine route. Just to be able to show off.
For our fans, the nine route is just a straight takeoff.
Yeah.
Just go.
You just want to be able to show off your ability to run past a guy and go up and get a ball, basically. That's what we do as receivers. You know, we compete, and that's the biggest play for us.
So if the game's on the line and you're in the lineup, you're hoping Joe looks at you and kind of gives you the signal for the nine route.
Yeah.
If you have press coverage. If you have zone coverage, off coverage.
Zone?
Then what's your favorite route?
It just depends on where I'm at, inside or outside. A dig coming in if it's cover two, you know, or something like that. But it just depends on where I'm at, really.
Because you're not shy over the middle. You have no problem with the hash marks.
Oh, no. You can't really shy in this league. And there is people like players that, you know, protect themselves and make business decisions, but I'm not here to do that. I'm here to make plays whenever my name's called. And if the ball's thrown my way, I got to go get it.
We have a couple minutes to wrap up here. As you prepare for the Battle of the Beltway, as everybody calls it around here, mm-hmm. do you have any appreciation for how much Baltimore and Washington dislike each other? And I mean for decades when it comes yeah. to football.
You know, I'm kind of new to it. It's only my second year, and we didn't play them last year. So it is a new thing for us. You know, it's kind of like the Steelers rivalry. You know, you come in, you hear about the rivalry, you see it on TV all the time, and you don't really experience it until you're there, and it takes over you, and you kind of learn to hate them. But so you know, I'm looking forward to that rivalry with the Redskins, and you know, hopefully we can get a W this week.
Because you fully appreciate the Steeler rivalry now.
Oh yeah. There's nothing like it. Nothing like it.
And the difference this week, it's not just a geographical rivalry. Both you and the Redskins are fighting for the playoffs.
Exactly.
That changes everything.
Exactly. You know, we put ourselves in a really good position, you know, this season, trying to go 3-1 in each quarter, in which we have done so far. You know, we're not used to losing in December, so this is a big month for us, and we just got to, you know, buckle up and start going.
Time to make December your own again.
Exactly.
Tanda, thanks for the visit. Good luck Sunday against the Redskins.
All right, thank you. I appreciate you having me.
And thank you for joining us tonight on Ravens 1-on-1.